This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, resistors? How's that working out for you? Probably not so good. If you're smart, you're at least rethinking it a bit. Hey, here's the good news. A lot of your peers are. Young women, moving towards the right. Millennials in general, moving towards the right. Latinos, moving towards the right. Blacks, moving towards the right. Democrats in general, moving towards the right. Never Trumpers, non-existent. Certainly not important anymore. Anti-Trumpers losing ground. They have built their homes on quicksand. Come on over. You know, when I look at my Twitter feed, I'm seeing more and more people say, I'm done with the Democrats. I've seen enough. Have you watched what's been going on inside of your party? I'm not talking to my conservative audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And by the way, I am Kevin Jackson. Glad to have you with me. KJRadio.com. Glad to have you with me. You can find out more about us at, you can call the show. I just gave you the website. I'm a little ahead of myself, behind myself, I should say. 844-551-8255. How's resistance working? That's what I want to know. And what's to resist? Here's what I'd like all the lefties listening in the audience, and for my conservative audience, here's what you should ask your lefty friends. What are you resisting? What if you took a moment and said, you know what? Let me reflect on what Donald Trump's presidency has done to my life. You have a job? You feel more confident about your job? Do you feel more confident about the ability to move within your job? Maybe that's the case. From an economic standpoint, are you better off or are you worse off? Do you feel better about your prospects or worse? And here's the good news for those that are hanging on saying, well, he's just talking about Obama's economy. He's taking credit for Obama's moves. I'm not going to talk to you about Carrier and the manufacturing job losses or the fact that in the same period of their presidency, President Trump has gained 3.7 million jobs and Barack Obama had lost 4.5 million. Now, that is a net of 8.2 million jobs, a differential. Can I showcase any more the abject insanity that you would have to believe that Barack Obama was a good president? Oh, you know what they say after that? Oh, well, Kevin, he had the longest period of job growth in history that continues into the Trump era. Yeah, and here's the deal, folks. It only cost us $1 trillion minimum per year. Take all the jobs Obama created, whatever number it is, put the $8 trillion plus that he spent in fake money, printing money, and then tell me that he did such a masterful job, because Donald Trump doesn't have to print any extra money. He just brings jobs back. Come on, folks, wake up. How's that resistance working? You feel better about foreign policy? Hey, when's the last time you heard of ISIS doing something where you were like, oh, man, that ISIS is encroaching? When has been the last terror attack? What have we thwarted there? What do you think the Europeans are finally looking at? They're looking at their own insanity and taking moves from President Trump. And this includes Macron and Trudeau, two of the weakest pansies, metrosexual pansies on the planet, are looking at Trump going, let's take those moves. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Trump is teaching them how to do the robot. Just saying, folks. What has resistance gotten you? Huh? It's gotten you frustrated. And you should be frustrated because the problem with Democrats is they've been trained to think a particular way and they haven't thought about, oh, it should be this way. I tweeted the other day. I said I was on TV. And the minute I get off, it's like, Kevin, you're a sellout to your race. Black and white people both saying this to me, tweeting me this. Kevin, you're a buck dancing coon and so on and so forth. And I said, it's funny because Black folks, black conservatives are the only people on the planet who get these messages. Some dude comes off who's a white guy who says, I don't like Trump or I don't like Obama, and he might get called, if he says I don't like Obama, he might get called a racist, but he won't get called a race sellout and a buck dance and whatever, you know, patty, whatever they call white folks. I mean, that's reserved for black conservatives. And the idiocy that somebody thinks, first of all, that it impacts me, I find laughable. But the idea that that's still the message, black and white, you will, Kevin, you will stay in line with the thinking of black folks or else. That's what they want to tell us. That's what I've been fighting for the last decade. People trying to tell me, you better think this way because you're black. And then measuring me on my blackness. And so I always go, well, so if I don't think like you, you're obviously, you're black and I'm not, right? Because you believe Barack Obama was a good president and you find Trump to be racist. Your ideas are the black ideas. And if I don't think that way, then I can't be black. Is that correct? I'm just making sure that I understand how we're measuring. Because on any other scale, I'm black. I have two black parents. I grew up poor. I mean, if we want to compare blackness, you know, I got a lot of things we can compare. I like fried chicken, watermelon, Kool-Aid, hog maws, collard greens. You know, should I go on and you eat sushi and arugula? How dare you? Oh, boy. Kino Jimenez. You know who he is? The dude who threw the coke in the kid's face who was wearing the MAGA hat. Here's what his record is. Kino. He had 5 DWIs, 1 count of possession of marijuana, 1 count of burglary. I'll get it out. Burglary of a vehicle. And he lost his part-time job at the bar because he assaulted the 16-year-old at the Whataburger. And I'm glad they fired him. Good for him. See, that's a typical liberal response to, I'm mad at you. I don't like that. That's the dude who's going to beat his wife, who's going to beat his kids. That's the guy who's going to shoot up his business because he can't handle his anger. But they want you to believe you have the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. It's your fault. How dare that kid wear a MAGA hat and exercise his First Amendment rights? Then what if the hat had nothing on it? You hear what I'm saying? I mean, what if the dude had on a shirt? What if he just was talking and said, you know, I really like that Trump? What? The left has a reason to go do something against him? I'm just asking resistors, how's it working out for you? That you can't handle, you got anger issues, you want chaos, you want destruction and mayhem. And all Trump wants to do is make America great again, put America first. And by the way, Kino Jimenez or whatever his name is, he's giving more jobs to Latinos than Barack Obama ever could or ever did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, y'all some funny people. Funny, funny people. The people that follow the Kevin Jackson Show are the most clever, the most talented. You amaze me. You look marvelous. You are unbelievable. You're beautiful. You are. Welcome. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Maybe we should take a couple of these calls, because I should say. Yeah, what about, let's do this one.
Hey, Kevin, this is Matt again from Salem, Oregon, People's Republic. You just mentioned God revealing he's, you know, he said, oh, Lord, why? Well, yeah, it's biblical. Yes, with Obama, and yes, with God's province getting Trump in, what that has done is it separated the goats from the sheep. So now we know who the devil's children are, and now we know who's God's angels, like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, love you, man. Bye.
I love you back, Matt. Thanks for being a... Matt calls. He calls quite often. I'm glad he does. Who else we got here? Let's see. Somebody wants to talk about the two-party system.
Hello, this is Ken down in Oregon. I'm wondering if it'd be ethical or permissible to talk about the problem with the two-party system and perhaps a way to correct it. I actually have a way to correct it and let the people here in the United States, at least the legal voters, replace our Congress and representatives. Please call me at 0. Bye.
Okay, well, bye, Ken. Two-party system, he's got a way to fix it. He wanted me to give him a call. Ken, no offense, I don't care about the two-party system, three-party, whatever. It's a three-party system that only two parties tends to work. I think that we're proving right now that the two-party system works. Because here's the deal. We've ignored them. We've got a guy in there that says, look, Democrat, Republican, I don't really care. I had to run under something. And the Republicans, you know, by the way, who at our core, Republicans agree with Donald Trump. And so he's just getting the Republican Party back to what it was. The Democrats are too far gone. They're too far gone. These are people that believe this radical chick up in New York is the new thing for their party. It's not. She's not. She doesn't represent. Look, what I do know about Democrats, they're not socialists. They want to make sure everybody has a safety net. I don't agree. I agree that everybody should have a safety net. I think where we disagree as Republicans with the Democrats is how big it should be. We want lazy people to have a safety net. We want deadbeat fathers, deadbeat mothers to have safety nets. We want people that just flatly refuse to work to have safety nets. We haven't created an environment that says, go find out what you want to be. Then we can help you. But we're not going to help you if you're a deadbeat. End of story. So, anyway, I'm not interested in... there's only so much of politics that we can take on at the Black Sphere. For example, we're taking on the issue of policing. So, September 7th, in a theater, hopefully near you, we're going to be releasing Bleeding Blue, the movie. That's a big deal to me. Taking on policing. We get kids adopted. So we're taking on, when we talk about abortion, things like that, we put our money where our mouth is by helping kids get adopted. We're taking on education with a huge project for us anyway. I'm building a team that is dedicated to getting rid of the social justice agenda in education. And we're going to be making strides and putting our fingerprints all over these schools where they want to teach your kids nonsense. They don't want to teach your kids how to be productive members of society and find out what they really want to do in life. They want to teach them how to be mad, how to be upset. I don't care how many parties we have. Until we get rid of the left, the party of the left, this country isn't going to be great. Well, you know what America should be shooting for? A one-party system. Everybody runs under no banner. And they just have to run under the American banner. And the party systems go away. And so you run under that banner, and if people like what you have to say, they go for it. If they don't, then that's the end of it. Anyway, interesting stuff. Who else we got? Spain, not Mexico, controlling. This is a comment I made about, you know, the Aztlan movement that believes that they own America.
Hey, Kevin, this is your brother Matt calling you from Salem, Oregon, the People's Republic of. I'm hearing you talk about Kit Carson in California with General Fremont and the Marines there. That land never belonged to no Mexicans. It was Spaniards, okay? The conquistadors, Cortez, he come up through South America, through Mexico, destroyed those civilizations there for gold and turned those people into slaves, whatever, for Spain. Then he came up into what is today California. So they need to look at that, and then they need to see that those Spaniards come up. They pushed out the Native Americans that were there. So let's not say that, oh, it was all Mexico, oh, yay. Well, Mexico's so great, why don't they go back and stay? Anyway, love you, brother. God bless you. Bye.
So Matt got two calls in. Look at you, Matt. Look at you, boy. Go. Go on, Matt. Calling in the Kevin Jackson radio show a lot. But Matt makes a lot of sense, and I love that he talked about the Mexicans. See, because a lot of people are afraid to call people out by race these days. You can call out the Russians because, you know, they're the bad guys, right? You can call out the Poles, the Ukraine, whatever. The Ukrainians, you can. Mexicans, some of you say Mexican or you say black. Ooh, people go, what's he about to say? But Matt was 100% right, man. And here's the thing. I don't care. I don't. If you want to give yourself a history lesson and go back and look at all this stuff, go for it. Here's my take. We got treaties, and we've honored those treaties, and we know our boundaries. Period. They got people smarter than we are who go out and survey, and they say, this is America, that's Mexico. This is America, that's Canada. You get what I'm saying? This is Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, Connecticut, Maine, whatever. Every state, your little plot of land where you live, no matter where you live, practically in this country, somebody has surveyed it and says, here's my line, that's yours. Everything on this side of the line is yours. Everything on this side of the line is mine. And that's the way Mexico is with the United States. And we own it. And unless we do a treaty that says Mexico can have it back, no amount of invasion is going to get it back from Mexico. And they're going to obey our laws on this side of the line, and as much as we will obey their laws on that side of the line. And what Mexico should be trying to be is a good neighbor and respect our boundaries and what have you. But they're not. Their president has essentially said, no, 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 it's okay to invade my neighbor. He's effectively conceded that Mexico is such a crap hole country that he needs people to go to America in order to get their whatever their American dream. I don't know what they have in their constitution, but apparently they can't get it over there, so they got to come to America to get it. It should be an embarrassment to him. He should be saying, I'm going to build a country where nobody wants to leave, but he doesn't do that. He challenges his people to come over, make a run for our border, and go to a Taco Bell. Crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
All the soccer players and coach that were trapped in a Thailand cave were rescued earlier today by Navy SEALs.
Dr. Mark Siegel lays out some of the challenges ahead for the boys.
They're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. They're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation. All that can be treated with cognitive behavioral therapy and possibly medication, but therapy is key here, and the earlier the better.
The confirmation battle ahead for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is already beginning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor earlier today.
A number of our Democratic colleagues could not even wait until the president's announcement last night before launching attacks on his nominee. This was, in some cases, quite literally a fill-in-the-blank opposition. They wrote statements of opposition only to fill in the name later. Sadly, this is not a new approach for the far-left special interest groups.
Kavanaugh is set to begin meeting with senators today. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The SCOTUS Court. Donald Trump will yet again appoint another SCOTUS judge to the Supreme Court of the United States. Look at that little monkey run.
Oh, man, you have to be pretty old to catch that reference to Howard Cosell. He was talking about a defensive back that I think a receiver, one of them, got the ball, was running down the field, and says, "Look at that little monkey run." And he got really seriously reprimanded because it was a black dude running the football. Oh, man. It cracks me up because so much of this is still going on right now. And the left, man, oh, my goodness. The stories of these people and what they say and do that is racist would just blow your mind. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about SCOTUS. And I've talked about it from the standpoint of Donald Trump now will have appointed two SCOTUS judges in the same period that Barack Obama appointed two SCOTUS judges in 8 years. So he's 400 times more effective in terms of SCOTUS judges than Barack Obama. But the judges that Trump's going to, that he's appointed at the lower levels, is even more profound in what's out there and how he's going to clear the way to put these other judges in place. It is truly, you want to look at his legacy, forget the economy and the world peace and all this other, all these little things. What he's going to do to the changing of the hearts and minds of Americans and worldwide, what people worldwide, is going to blow your mind. And look, people, what's funny about it, Trump's willing to be the bad guy. I'll be the bad guy. You want me to be the bad guy on immigration? I'll be the bad guy. The people are going to always look at Americans as like they're very giving, loving people. The people are, but the government. And Trump's saying, I will be your Huckleberry if you want somebody to be the bad guy. But I'm telling you, we're fixing this. We're not kicking the can down the road. By 2024, in his second term, this will be done. It'll be done before that, to be honest with you. But anyway, back to SCOTUS. So these Supreme Courts are being appointed, and we've got, now he's only appointed one so far, Gorsuch, who we really like. I think most of us do, right? Most of the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, you can get more information about us at kjradio.com. You do like Gorsuch, right? You're shaking your head with me? Okay, good. We agree on that. He's at the same level right now as Justice Thomas. 19 of 19, same decisions they both made, 100% down the line. So that's cool. And they're questioning, is he going to stay that way? I think he will. I think he's a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, and we're about to get another one. But here's what I want to talk about with this. The Democrats want a litmus test on the SCOTUS. And these three people that they're going to be talking to, I don't know the names. You can go look them up. But Trump has narrowed it down to three. And he's saying, and I think he's maybe even narrowed it down to one at this point. But let's stick on the three. They're saying, we want to know what these people believe with respect to religion and Roe v. Wade. Now, I saw this and I heard President Trump say, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to ask that question. I may ask it. I may not. That's his negotiation. That's Trump speak for I'll do what I want, but I'll let you think that you're telling me what to do. And that's masterful. Let him feel. I mean, that's what he's doing. I can't imagine that President Trump won't ask these guys about their religious take, their affiliations on this, because it would be important to me, not to mention he did run on this. It was one of his campaign issues where he says, I'm going to appoint judges who would overturn, you know, Roe v. Wade, or who would support, you know, what he's talking about. Let's play a clip before we get further into this, because I want you guys to understand it from how it's being presented in the media.
President Trump says there should be criminal penalties for this. So I think to Jennifer's point, why assume it's all safe when there are people in power on the record as saying they would reverse the gains that women have made?
Right. It's not safe at all. First of all, we already see that across the states, there have been a slew, hundreds of bills, many of them passed, that are already drastically restricting women's access to abortion. And the U.S. Supreme Court narrowly struck down a very, very horrible law in Texas that basically shut down most of the abortion clinics and forced women to travel hundreds of miles if they even wanted to have access to one. That was one where Kennedy was in the majority, but it was a slim majority. So we are already seeing an onslaught on women's access to abortion. And what I was tweeting about is that there is already criminalization of pregnant women for harming a fetus. This began in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when black women primarily were being prosecuted for drug use during pregnancy. Women were thrown in jail right after giving birth. And that has exacerbated recently with states passing fetal protection laws and prosecutors already putting women in jail for stillbirths, for miscarriages, and for botched abortions. So already women have been imprisoned for harming a fetus, and abortion is it's a very thin line between putting a woman in prison for a stillbirth or a miscarriage that she's blamed for something she did during her pregnancy, and criminalizing abortion. So we're already at that point, and I agree with Jennifer that women and others have to protest against this continued criminalization of women, harms to our health, and what I think is misogynistic laws against women.
There you have it, misogynistic laws. So this lady called it an onslaught on women's access to abortion. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Access to abortion. It used to be access to health care. So here's what I don't know how ladies think of this, but here's how I, as a guy, would think of this. You're the cradle of civilization. You carry the future in your bellies, you know, in your uterus. And that's a pretty special thing that nature, by way of God, gave to women. Now, I realize it's a burden. And that's the reason why conservative men, I don't know how most guys feel, but I think most conservative men feel this way. That's the reason why we hold women in high esteem. We say to ourselves, holy cow, would you want to carry that thing around in your belly? I mean, we get bellies, beer bellies, but we don't want to have baby bellies. Would you want to carry that thing around for 9 months, have to be completely responsible, change your habits, and become a better person, and yada, 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 and then birth it out through a little bitty, you know, relatively little bitty hole, depending on who you're talking to. I mean, Sandra Fluck or, you know, some of these lefties, you know, Chelsea Handler, people like that, they might could just pop them out like, you know, like they're spitting out chiclets. But for most women, this is a pretty difficult thing to do. I know as a guy, if you say, Kevin, you're going to pass a baby through your anus cavity, I would be like, oh, no. I tell you what, go ahead and fix me at the age of 13, because I ain't having children. So you get my point. But she says, well, you know, this is the criminalization of women harming a fetus. And notice the terminology, the criminalization of women harming a fetus. Black women. She didn't say women were thrown in jail for giving birth to crack babies. She says black women were disproportionately thrown in jail for this. Women in jail for stillbirths and miscarriages for harming a fetus. Let me ask you this. What would have happened if a black woman just decided she was going to punch her, oops, something dropped, just something dropped here, punch her kid in the face or do something harmful after the birth? Well, they would care about it then, but they don't care about it beforehand. But that doesn't, what I want to really talk about is the litmus test on all of this for the judge, for the Supreme Court judge. See, if you don't give a litmus test for this judge with respect to, do you care about the unborn? What is your religious issues? Things like this. Then essentially you're saying, I want a litmus test for atheism. I want somebody who doesn't care about the religious implications of killing children, killing human beings, and doesn't care that your life begins at conception. If the SCOTUS is not religious, the other side wins. It's that simple. But here's what I'm telling to America. We won. We can put whomever we want on the bench. I don't care if they say it's a litmus test. If the Democrats had a litmus test for how evil a judge could be and they won, we would have to settle for that. That we would have to say, well, the judge admitted that she's a devil worshiper. And we'd have to go, what? They want to put a devil, as much as we don't like it, they won. That's who wins. Now, I don't think they could put a devil worshiper on because they know that there are limits to the sensibilities of people. But the idea that President Trump has to consider whether or not to ask a question on religion is ridiculous. He should tell the public to go F themselves. He can ask whatever question he wants of the Supreme Court of the United States that he's going to appoint. And I find it incredible that the left is, but I watched Feinstein and Murkowski and somebody said, well, he better not put a pro-life judge on. Well, what do you want him to do? Put a pro-choice judge on? I tell you what, let's just pretend that Hillary Clinton won the presidency and do what you want us to do. You will sit down, you will shut up, and you will take your medicine the same way we did in the 8 years of watching Barack Obama. Do you think any of us, of us conservatives, thank you for the correction, self-correction on English, Kevin, give a crap? Do we like Elena Kagan or Sotomayor?
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can only imagine the desperation of the Democrats. Seriously, I am so happy to be a conservative, a pragmatist, and one of the guys who put Republic in Republican. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. There is a rumor that Hillary Clinton is going to run again in 2020. Anybody want to take that bet? If you do, reach out to me, kjradio.com. give us a call, 844-551-8255. I just like your opinion. Do you think Hillary Clinton is going to run? Yes or no? In 2020. Hillary Clinton will be lucky to stay out of prison in 2020. But that's just my opinion. But one of my good buddies, a guy named Joel Gilbert, who's a filmmaker, he and I were talking the other day because he's contemplating a new film, and then we were talking about Mine, which is bleedingbluemovie.com if you want to check it out. And it comes out September 7th. But he said to me, Kevin, Hillary's going to run in 2020. And I'm going, Joel, man, you in California or Colorado, where are you smoking weed? Because there's no way. But here's what he wrote. He wrote a piece. He sent me a link to an article. He says, that's right. Hillary Clinton is running for president again in 2020. She has actually ramped up her campaign since her defeat in 2016. From her Twitter feed to university speeches to appearances abroad, from Ireland to Australia to India, the I'm with her campaign continues. The message remains the same. Donald Trump is racist and sexist, and his supporters are deplorable. Hillary also continues to preach that she won the 2016 popular vote by 3 million votes because of the Electoral College, that stupid Constitution thing, and Russia, Russia, Russia. She was robbed of her rightful prize and place in history. Now, Joel then sends me an article that says, hey, the New York Times or New York Post, one of them picked up part of the, you know, say or saying the same thing. They're looking at how Hillary is prepping. And so let me just assuage everybody's angst if you happen to have any. First of all, Hillary Clinton, in moving things over to her super PAC, and it's got a name, Stronger Together or Onward Together or something, is strictly a move to take money from the Clinton Foundation, which is struggling, and moving it into an apparatus that keeps her standard of living very high. That's what that's about. So that's issue number one. Issue number two, and this is the way I tell people, people don't understand how to think. And this is why we're going to be putting on these idea seminars shortly to tell people how to think, give you information about what's out there so you can, you know, make real conscious and good decisions about what you want to do with your life and the lives of your children and your friends and things like this. We're going to help you discern the news and understand things better. Anyway, everything that Joel looked at is from the standpoint of what Hillary's doing. Hillary's ramping up, Kevin. She's going around doing this. She's got her Twitter feed out there. She's ramped up the I'm with her campaign. She's giving speeches and doing that's Hillary doing Hillary. And then he says, and she's continuing. Trump is a racist. He's a sexist. His supporters are deplorable, blah, blah, blah. And she's talking about all the excuses why she didn't win. What else is new that you haven't heard about? What of that makes you go, wow, Hillary's got a chance? Hillary Clinton in 2016 did not honestly beat Bernie Sanders. So think about that. She did not honestly beat Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders defeated her. And he would have lost to Trump as well. But he defeated Hillary Clinton. If it weren't for the cheating, she would have never even gotten that. Number one. Number two, Russia was her doing. I mean, no matter how you slice it, Russia's her. I'm just giving you some, I want to give you some food for thought as to why you can dispel this notion. Now, I know there's maybe some of you are going to disagree, but I predict the calls and the emails I'll get are going to be people saying, Kevin, you're exactly right. There's no way Hillary Clinton wins. Hillary Clinton is not a popular person. She never was. And she's not a popular Democrat. Anyway, let me just give you, we're going to bounce around a little bit on this topic, but they're still trying to position Elizabeth Warren. Now, you may go, Kevin, what are you talking about, man? How do you figure that? Let me tell you how I figure that. They're pushing back on Donald Trump for calling her Pocahontas to this day. They know Elizabeth Warren is a fraud, but they're pushing back because they're still positioning her. They were positioning, just so you're clear, the Democrats were positioning Kirsten Gillibrand out of New York. Because she's a cutesy little blondie, relatively young senator, I believe, out of New York. They can't position her because she's dumb. She's dumber than Kamala Harris. Look, they want a woman. I'm telling you right now, the Democrats want to run a woman against Trump. They think that's going to be the savior. They would love it to be a woman of color. The problem is Kamala Harris is too stupid. She's made far too many mistakes politically, so she can't make it. So they're looking at who do we have? So they looked at Gillibrand, and she was going to be part of the Me Too movement. That's fizzled. And it's fizzled because people have common sense. They're going, look, you can't be going back years and years and years holding men accountable for stuff they can't even remember. Look, there have been people that have flirted with women or whatever, and women, if you're smart, you know how to play it off, or you know how to play it to your advantage. And even women are going, look, this is ridiculous. I've used my feminine wiles to my advantage. And I've also rebuffed men who I didn't want to be involved with. Now, are there the occasional times where there are sexual abuse? Absolutely. But for the most part, women know how to handle things. So that movement is fizzled. They're blaming everybody. If you're a guy and you can fog a mirror or you've got a pulse, you are a sexual abuser in the eyes of the National Organization of Women Hags. So just get over it, fellas. And the point is, when you finally get to the point where you go, look, I don't even care what you think. As far as I'm concerned, you sexually harassed me just because I had to look your way and see your ugly face. That's sexual harassment. You know, certainly it was meal harassment if I was at a restaurant. So you get what I'm saying? Hillary Clinton. So back to Kirsten. So you got Kamala Harris, you got Kirsten and Gillibrand, and then you've got Pocahontas is what Trump calls her. I call her Pocahontas because she's a fake Indian. She's not Pocahontas. Pocahontas was a real Indian. So we've got Pocahontas, and they're trying to clean up her act, and they're trying to blame Trump, and they think the Me Too movement, oh, he's being sexist and he's being racist. That was the last thing I read just the other day, that Trump's still calling her Pocahontas as sexist and racist. So here's the point on that. It's retread. None of this worked before. If you wanted Elizabeth Warren to run in 2016, hey, baby, bring her on. Who stopped her? Oh, Hillary did? So the idea that these guys are even thinking about Hillary Clinton being another retread again, and this is the idea around it, is, well, she won the popular vote. We've looked at, you know, how many illegals voted. For the record, I don't care if she won a popular vote by 50 million. If you didn't win the Electoral College, you didn't win. That's the way our system works, and it's the right way. So Hillary Clinton's got no shot. But the idea, forget all that. It's the idea that people are floating this, and Joel is a conservative. But there are other people out there that believe Hillary Clinton to be relevant, and they do want her to be president. If that movement even exists at all within the Democratic Party, that should tell you the problems these people have. So recap, who do they have? Bernie Sanders remains a top contender. Joe Biden remains a top contender. Joe Biden, who said,
I don't want to run in 2016 because my son died.
No, he didn't. He didn't want to run in 2016 because he didn't think he could win, and everybody moved over for Hillary because she was the top candidate. Donald Trump defeated the top dog in the Democrat Party, and he did it under the most duress you could possibly have. Well, not duress, but the most, in other words, they were cheating him to a level that no other presidential candidate has ever had to go through. The top of this, the person running the government, Barack Obama, sicked the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, everybody against Donald Trump, with their chosen party leader, Hillary Clinton, who was going to clean up all their messes, and Donald Trump still beat him. So insert whoever you want, Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, put whoever you want in that place and watch what happens. Now, here's the bigger piece. Donald Trump. Trump's got his sea legs. Trump knows what he's facing. How do you think he's going to handle it? And oh, by the way, Trump has a track record. And unlike Obama, who lost over 4.5 million jobs in the same period that Donald Trump brought 3.7 million jobs, what do you think's going to be happening in the next 2+ years as Donald Trump ramps up for his election? Think it's going to be good news for him or bad news? Let you know.